San Diego's Labor Day reckoning, growth and loss in the wrong places. San Diego County's labor market arrived at Labor Day 2026 inches a state of genuine tension. The unadjusted unemployment rate held at 4.7% in July, tying the year's high, while the seasonally adjusted figure stood at 4.3%. Neither number in isolation signals alarm. But the regional labor force shrank to 1.63 million in July, its lowest level in 3 years and roughly 49,000 people below its March 2025 peak. When a labor force contracts, economists caution, it does not always mean displaced workers found jobs, it often means they stopped looking entirely. The composition of recent layoffs deepens the concern. ServiceNow cut 133 San Diego positions concentrated at senior and director levels. Stone Brewing filed a WARN notice covering 220 jobs, with the first layoff phase scheduled for October 19. Stone Brewing's situation reflects more than a single company's difficulties. Management has framed the cuts as a response to a category-level consumer shift away from craft beer toward ready-to-drink products and hard seltzers. Both rounds of layoffs are expected to show up in October and November unemployment data. Investment, meanwhile, is arriving, but in sectors that offer little immediate refuge for displaced tech managers or brewery workers. General Atomics secured a $20 million California Competes tax credit tied to job creation at its DID Fusion facility expansion. UC San Diego received an $18 million NSF grant for a quantum materials research center. Cardis Therapeutics closed a $50 million Series B. Japan-based Crafe established a $33 million R&D fund in San Diego focused on pancreatic cancer diagnostics. Each is genuinely significant for the region's innovation economy. None readily absorbs a senior director from a technology firm. The real estate market adds further complexity. The single-family median in San Diego County reached $1.099 million in July, up 5.7% year-over-year, a figure that implies health. But sales volume fell 6.7% month-over-month, and older condos and townhomes in some submarkets have declined 10-15% from their 2022 peaks. HOA fees have reportedly surged 60-70% in some buildings over that same period, with special assessments as high as $100,000 per unit in properties with deferred maintenance. Workers facing October layoffs who also own condos purchased near the peak face a particular financial squeeze. Industrial real estate offers another warning signal. Vacancy reached 7.06% in the second quarter, up from 6.91% the prior quarter, and net absorption flipped to negative 236,000 square feet, a sharp reversal from positive 1.1 million square feet the quarter before. That sector spans defense manufacturing, biotech lab space, and cross-border logistics. Northrop Grumman's $3 billion Department of Defense agreement provides structural cushion for defense sector workers, but whether that insulation is sufficient to offset losses in tech and hospitality-adjacent industries remains the open question heading into autumn.